This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. UML Chair KP Sharma Oli argued Supreme Court as the cornerstone of democracy and no wrongdoing shall be allowed. Second dose of AstraZeneca vaccine being administered in Kathmandu from today. And protest continue after military takeover in Sudan. Now, the news in detail. Chairperson of CPN UML and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that no politics shall be done in the name of Supreme Court. Speaking at the press conference organized by Press Chautari Morang in Biratnagar today, Chairman Oli said that there should be no factionalism within the court, as per the Supreme Court is an important part of the state, which the people have trust on. He said that the Supreme Court was the cornerstone of democracy and no wrongdoing should be allowed in the court, stating that the CPN-UML would not get involved in the factionalism or disputes within the court. He added that the court should run in accordance with the spirit of the Constitution. Accusing the current alliance of attacking the system of the country, Chair Wali said that the CPN-UML, a party with a long history of struggle, would not allow those to succeed. He further added that the early election is needed to get the country out of quagmire. Chair Oli also accused the Speaker of trying to run the parliament alone by bypassing the main opposition party CPN-UML. The District Health Office Kathmandu has started administering the second dose of AstraZeneca vaccine against coronavirus from today. Chief of the office, Sambhu Kafle, informed that the people who have been vaccinated with AstraZeneca from July to September will be vaccinated with the second dose for 3 days from today. People who have been vaccinated with AstraZeneca vaccine are being administered with Covishield. AstraZeneca and Covishield are vaccines made from same formula. Apart from the wards of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, vaccinations will also be administered at the Paropakar Maternity Hospital, Civil Service Hospital, Bede Hospital, Nepal Police Hospital and Birendra Military Hospital. About 86,142 people are expected to be vaccinated in this phase. Defence Minister Dr. Mirendra Rizal inspected the under-construction National Defence University of Nepal Army at Saga Kabri Palanchok. The government had decided in October 2019 to provide 750 rupees of land to Nepal Army for constructing the institution for higher study and research on national security and counter-defence. The construction works are underway accordingly. Even the Infrastructure Construction Committee has been formed to take ahead the university. Similarly, Defence Minister Dr. Rizal inspected Nepal Army Academy at Kharipati Bhaktapur. The military cadets are provided training at the academy. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Shashi Shrestha has said the ministry was working on a plan for poverty alleviation. Talking to journalists today, she said, so far the ministry has organized only formal programs on poverty alleviation and nothing else, and now it would start real works on poverty alleviation by devising a plan. On a different note, Minister Shrestha said the landless squatters problem would be resolved as per the constitution. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the country today and in the hilly areas of the country today, with chances of light to moderate rain at some places due to the influence of the westerly low-pressure system. Meteorologist Samir Shrestha said there is also possibility of light snowfall at some places in the high hilly and mountainous region. The department said in its alert and advice for the next 24 hours that there are chances of light rain at few places and of snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. It has requested all for precaution while carrying out agricultural activities and during travel and outing. The forecasting division said the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region and generally fair to partly cloudy in the Tarai region tonight. There is chance of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region tonight. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Defiant protesters remain on the streets of Sudan after the country's armed forces launched a military coup. Chanting and waving flags, they have blocked roads in the capital Khartoum and around the country following the takeover. On Monday, coup leader General Abdel Fattah Burhan dissolved civilian rule, arrested political leaders and called a state of emergency. Soldiers opened fire on crowds and reportedly killed 10 people. Troops are reported to have been going house to house in Khartoum, arresting local protest organizers. Japan's Princess Mako has married her college friend Kai Kumoro, thus losing her royal status. Under Japanese law, female imperial family members forfeit their status upon marriage to a commoner, although male members do not. She also skipped the usual rites of a royal wedding and turned down a payment offered to royal females upon their departure from the family. She is also first female member of the royal family to decline both. One of the world's most criticized polluters, Australia, has promised it will achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Prime Minister Scott Morrison made long-delayed pledge after bargaining with resistant MPs within his government. To halt the worst effect of climate change, nations have pledged to limit rising temperatures to 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2050. Australia is one of the dirtiest countries per head of population and a leading global supplier of coal and gas. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. UML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli argues Supreme Court as the cornerstone of democracy and no wrongdoing shall be allowed. Second dose of AstraZeneca vaccine being administered in Kathmandu from today, and protests continue after military takeover in Sudan. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.